This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, specializing in knockdown and installations of your warehouse equipment. They also sell used forklifts and dock equipment, largest used rack inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Call Eddie right now, 305-887-9212, Pallet Rack City.
Oh, Tyson Fury and Deontay, are you guys going to watch that? Because it's kind of intriguing, I think, because Fury is a showman, and he knows how to play the crowd, and he's a character. I mean, we've seen him sing in the ring after a fight. You know, this is a guy that is wired like very few. And then Deontay Wilder is this intense freak that has hammers for hands, and I'm sure most of you saw any of the shows, or, you know, I watched Max Unboxing yesterday and watched the packages that they have for all these fights. And I watched that fight anyway. And when Fury got up, that was one hell of a moment. And that's where this fight gets intriguing, you know? And Wilder knows that the next time he's got to finish the dude off, because he got up and that was a problem for him from there on out. And one guy's a boxer, the other guy's more of a puncher, you know. And so we have styles make fights. And now Tyson is talking about kind of changing his style and going aggressively after Wilder and predicting even a knockout in the second round. Now, again, this could be all show, right? And Wilder could be, hey, you know what? I got to be focused this time around. Fury apparently changed his diet, and he's not drinking, and he's, like, in the best shape he's ever been and all that good stuff. We'll find. He's an awkward guy. Awkward kind of fighter, and the way he kind of approaches things, it's not normal. You know, he's not a traditional fighter, whereas Wilder has traditional in him as a traditional puncher. You know what I'm saying? But this is going to be a pretty cool fight, I think.
If it's anything like the first one, man, going to be a hell of a fight.
Yeah, yeah. And listen,
it was a really fun fight to watch, that first one.
And we haven't had a lot of these at this weight class. I mean, for you young people, you rarely ever see it at all.
They never had one.
Yeah, no. I mean, give me a break.
Our last good ones were what? Holyfield? Bo? Is that how far back we got to go?
I'll go Lennox Lewis in Holyfield.
Okay.
Not even Bo. Bo is kind of a...
Not even Bo, huh?
Yeah, Bo's kind of a flash-in-the-pan guy. I don't really take him that serious. You know, he had his moment, and then he was gone. It's like, you know, he had his short success, and then he was gone... The next day.
Brother, we're talking almost 30 years ago.
Oh, I know. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible, bro.
Supposed to be the premier weight class in boxing. And it's been non-existent.
We don't develop centers anymore. You know, it's just the way it is. Things have evolved.